We're throwing a line in the water with our angling expert, Nick Brunny, to find out where you can find a fish around the valley. Nick, how are we doing, mate?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Although the fishing is not so good.
Oh, why is that, mate? What's going on?
Oh, there's been a bit of a fish kill at up at Glenbourne.
Really?
Yeah, there's been a lot of bass died. DPI are actually doing some water testing. Could be low dissolved oxygen from the vegetation on the side. Dying in that cold snap, and those sort of couple of weeks ago we had all those 4 or 5 days of westerlies, which probably didn't help. So they're up there doing a bit of testing. And there's been a little bit at St Clair, but nowhere near as bad, which is good.
See, this is why an amateur like myself needs to speak to you, because I'm figuring, you know, Glenbourne is well a bit over 100% these days, and of course St Clair's pretty full as well, and you would have thought that would be teeming with fish.
Yeah, they're both running at 100%, but as I say, I think that all that vegetation that's now gone underwater and has been underwater for some time has started to die off, which is the oxygen levels.
Yeah, so, okay.
There was a competition at Glenbourne last weekend, and there was only 12 fish caught for the whole weekend out of 43 anglers.
Oh, good Lord.
That tells you how tough it was, and actually one team got 7 of those 12 fish, so... It was super tough because you had some of Australia's best bass anglers there fighting it out, and they found it very tough. So, yeah.
Is that how it happens sometimes when it is, you know, pretty tough? Somehow somebody seems to be a fish magnet while everybody else can't find one for love nor money?
Yeah, and I actually haven't found out what their secret was, which I'd like to know, because coming up on the 2nd and 3rd of July, we've got the Aussie Bass Classic at Lake St Clair.
Yeah, well, you'd want to find those blokes and just follow them around, wouldn't you?
Yeah, look, I know who they are, and they're actually going to be fishing that weekend at Lake St Clair. There are a couple of spots still available for that comp if people want to jump on Facebook and look up the Aussie Bass Classic. It's a pretty casual event. Be a few lemonades around the fire at night and a bit of fishing during the day. So if you want to jump on, have a look and join up.
So that's the Aussie Bass Classic at St Clair on the 2nd and 3rd, so Saturday and the Sunday. Should be a big weekend.
Yeah, it should be. You can pre-fish on the Friday if you can make it and try and work the fish out. As I say, there are the St Clair itself is fishing better than Glenbourne, but it's still a little bit tough. We did have that ginormous full moon, which the bass generally don't like, or the yellow belly sort of don't like, so... we'll be away from that, and hopefully they'll be fishing a little better.
All right. I know you don't want to give up any good spots at St Clair, but if somebody was going to take their rod up to Lake Glenbourne, where would you recommend they go if they were really willing to try and find a fish?
Oh, look, you can still catch them off the edge. So, you know, if you're camping there with the kids, you know, a worm or a yabby, you know, you'll still get fish off the edge there. But if you've got the boat, I'm probably sort of having a look up the Fallbrook Arm there. There is a bit of the natural weed starting to come back on those edges, which has had a few fish around. So, yeah, they're probably sort of looking around that 20-foot mark. The fish sort of seem to be down in that depth. Some of the ones on the edges aren't so keen to bite. So, yeah, have a look up the Fallbrook in about that 20-foot.
And we're still in a catch-and-release time, aren't we?
Well, the rivers are still catch-and-release, but you can take your two bass out of the dams if you wish. But in my opinion, they don't taste very good anyway, so we'll just send them back and leave them there for another day.
Just enjoy the fight.
That's right.
Nick, as always, thank you very much. Good luck with the Aussie Bass Classic on the weekend of the 2nd and the 3rd, and we'll catch up and talk some more fishing down the track.
We surely will, and I'll let you know how it all goes.